This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, the hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, where you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Well, joining me right now is retired United States Air Force Colonel Jim Warshuk, also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Not bad. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
for which it stands.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we got to talk about the obvious to begin with. Georgia, what are your thoughts?
Watching and receiving a lot of information from folks on the ground there who I know. We have people up there from Florida who have been working real hard getting the vote out and doing what was necessary, as well as some of the other election polling experts. I think we need to wait and see. It looks like it's 1-1. We win one, we lose one, but lots of appears same tactics used as we saw in November were a number of counties. I saw at least five counties were polling, where they shut down the counting at around 11 o'clock, which that doesn't send the right signal to me and the folks who have been there. Seen a lot of pictures that people have sent. Remember, we have a lot of people on the ground there as poll watchers now, than way more than that was there in November, as a result of what we've seen. So I'm not ready to say anything until I see some real numbers and let the dust settle this morning.
Well, here's what I know. I know that Warnock was ahead of Loeffler by 50,000 votes, and he was declared the winner by the networks. And Kelly Loeffler says, well, I'm not done yet. I'm going to continue to fight or something like that. But here's the deal. When I started the show, Perdue was up by 1,300 votes. Now he's behind by 13,000.
Right.
So...
And you made a good point, and people need to understand the networks don't call elections.
No.
No way, shape, or form do they. And when you say networks, and I don't mean you specifically, but when you use the term networks.
No, well, I got three, so take your pick. I'm on three different networks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't believe any of them because they all have an agenda, and if they're calling them for Democrats, they're obviously, that's their agenda. And if they're if they're not, they should be saying, we don't know because here's what happened. I mean, when you look at the number of counties where the vote, just like we saw in November, the voting stopped. And I sent a text to a couple friends and I said, okay, are these the Dominion machine counties? Because as we saw yesterday after, I think it was yesterday afternoon, there was a problem where a number of the Dominion machines stopped working. Well, if Dominion machines stop working, why is that? And why are other machines still working? And there's too much goes on when they stop counting. There's too much that goes on when a Dominion machine is not working. The red flags start going up, and those should start going up with everybody. And I sent a note to some of my Florida party officials this morning early. I said, you know, there's 14 and 17 counties in Florida that do Dominion machines. And I said, you know, I think we need to do a complete hand recount and audit in every single county across the country, regardless of whether Donald Trump won or not. You know, he won Florida by over 400,000. Well, maybe he won Florida by more. I think there needs to be a hand audit or hand recount and an audit. You got to do both and find out what's going on. I know it would take time, but there's too much fraud built into the mechanism, and we've got to fix it. And you can't wait till the next election.
Now, I want to
talk. There might not be a next election.
Right, and I want to get to something here before we take our break, sure. And then we talk about what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. Ron DeSantis, our governor, sparred with a CNN female reporter yesterday, and she was going back and forth, and she was pretty snarky. And he says to her, he says, are you going to give a speech or are you going to ask a question? And then she got snarky back at him, and he got her in the end, you know, by what he said. But what the heck? No respect. And if I'm talking to a president, it's like, Mr. President, if I'm talking to a governor, it's governor. If I'm talking to a senator, it's senator, and so on and so forth. There's no respect. These reporters have got to go back to school and learn what respect is all about.
Well, I didn't watch the actual video. I read about it. And, you know, the reporters are there to report a story, not be part of the story.
Okay. Hold that thought, sir. When we come back, folks, more with Colonel Jim Warshak, the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired United States Air Force colonel, was formerly with CENTCOM. He'll tell you what he did, because before we get into the president, we're going to ask him about Iran and what he knows about that, because he knows a lot of stuff about that. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce. And by the way, I'm also here to tell you about the latest addition to Moss Family Automotive. It's Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. Now, Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands, and the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It has many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and a hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with an automatic speed transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high level of customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care and gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more added features, too. Veterans, active duty military, first responders, and pastors always receive huge benefits into your Serve, You Save program. Just tell them the Captain sent you. Now, the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. And their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All it'll do is save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Colonel Jim Warshak from the Hillsborough County Republican Party. You are the chairman there, sir, and thank you for being on the program.
Absolutely, Matt. Anytime, you know that.
Yes, sir. We have a question from Mary in our audience here, one of our listeners. And go ahead, Mary. What's your question for the Colonel?
My question is for the challenge today. Is this in any way a vote, or does it hinge on Mike Pence to say go ahead and do the 10-day audit or anything? Is Mike Pence hinging on this? Is he the hinge pin here?
All right.
Yes or no?
All right. Thank you, Mary. Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, he plays a critical role, and he can, what he does is go along with or not accept any what would be appear to be fraudulent votes. Now, there's really no 10-day audit period. There's that effort that's being put forth by a number of members of Congress. I think Ted Cruz is one of them, mm-hmm. To start a commission to do that. I don't know that that's going to happen. I don't know that that means that. But it does, a lot does hinge on the vice president in the role that he plays, which is in the Constitution that says he can do that. And, we're just going to have to see. I have trust and faith in him and the president that they will do it accordingly, and it will shock a lot of people. I mean, what will occur? It's going to be very interesting.
Now,
leave it at that.
Now, I'm going to read the statement that the president put out last night because this is something that we're going to be talking about. There was a New York Times story, a New York Times report, and this is what he says. The New York Times report regarding comments Vice President Pence supposedly made to me today is fake news. He never said that. The Vice President and I are in total agreement that the Vice President has the power to act. The November 3rd election was corrupt in contested states, and in particular, it was not in accordance with the Constitution in that they made large-scale changes to election rules and regulations as dictated by local judges and politicians, not by state legislators. This means that it was illegal. Then he goes on to finish by saying our vice president has several options under the U.S. Constitution. He can decertify the results, or he can send them back to the states for change in certification, or he can also decertify the illegal and corrupt results and send them to the House of Representatives for the one vote for one state tabulation.
That is correct. And the background behind the reason for that letter, and this is the most important, and people need to really realize this, and when they read articles in the paper or they hear statements by the media, you have to question everything. Yesterday, on Tuesday, the vice president and the president have lunch. They do it pretty much every Tuesday if both of them are in town. It's a private lunch. No one else is in the room other than a server who might bring them whatever, their salad, a drink, or whatever. But they, when they talk, they are in total silence. There's nobody around. It's quiet. What they were saying that the vice president said is incorrect, and Trump came out and corrected that. The problem is the New York Times used a statement to the effect that there were two sources familiar with the lunch or what was said and made up what the vice president had said, and that's totally wrong. When they say sources familiar with, or according to sources, or according to people, or any way they caveat it, you need to call that into question. If they can't give a name of a person, don't believe it. I mean, they are very slick in how they use the terminology to get around making up something. And the term sources close to us are sources who will want to remain anonymous. As soon as they start using that, I tell people, well, you know what? I have sources who will tell me anything I need to know about you. And they look at it and say, you do? Mm-hmm. Or, no, they can't do that. I said, this is the point. Don't believe the media when they use that terminology because they're using it to make up a story. And it turns out this is what's pissing them off about Donald Trump because he called them on it.
Right.
In the past, others have not called them on it.
Right. Now, we've got a couple of updates here in the tabulations out of Georgia. First of all, Warnock versus Loeffler. Warnock is up by now 54,000 votes. That's gone up 4,000. And Ossoff versus Perdue, that's gone up to 16,000. It went from 13,000 to 16,000. And that's just happened in the last, 30 minutes since we've been talking or thereabouts?
Yeah.
So they must be counting. They must be counting again.
Because I saw somewhere earlier where they found, where you said they were up by 4,000. They found 4,000 votes all of a sudden. So I'm skeptical of how this is going. And, you know, they're going to have to peel back the onion on this once again and look at the counties and look at the voting machines and look at what was going on during the night. And I think the Democrats feel comfortable in doing what they did in November. They look at it as, okay, what are you going to do about it? We can do whatever we want, and we're going to do it. So I'm not going to commit to anything until I get a good feel of what's going on, and I think everybody else should, too.
Now, because of your background in the military, there was something that happened yesterday that woke everybody up. It was a transmission on an aircraft controller's frequency that said, we are planning on flying an airplane into the Capitol on Wednesday. Wednesday's today. It supposedly came from Iran. Iran acknowledges the fact that they are planning something. Don't know what the something is. Are you concerned about that?
Well, naturally, I'm totally concerned about that. I wasn't aware of that when they referred to Capitol. Were they talking about D.C.?
They said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The good news is if you know about it and I know about it and the listeners know about it and that call came in on an airline frequency, then the U.S. military knows about it, the president knows about it, and they will be prepared if that's the case.
Yep, and that's the most protected airspace in the country around Washington, D.C.
Absolutely, yeah. And they can control that, and they do it all the time.
Now, before, go ahead.
Even planes that stray in there, they're met with, you know, they'll be handled.
Now, before we run out of time, I want to ask you about, the situation over there in Iran and the Middle East, because we just had the USS Nimitz battle group, which was coming back to Bremerton, apparently, ordered to turn around, and they came back, and they're back in the Middle East somewhere.
Yeah, that's correct. They were patrolling off the coast of the Horn of Africa, Somalia, and those countries. We were doing a redeployment of forces, and they were providing cover for that. They were also providing cover for withdrawal from Afghanistan, and because that's how we use one of the ways we use our aircraft carriers in the Persian Gulf and the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Iran's been acting up and making statements, and we obviously are seeing and watching that, and Iran wants to make issues with both us and Israel, so they're keeping two carrier battle groups in the region just so Iran knows that we're serious.
And about 2 weeks ago, the USS Georgia was announced that it was going to be out into the Persian Gulf somewhere. Now, the Persian Gulf is not very deep, so I'm not sure how you hide a nuclear submarine with a couple of hundred Tomahawk land-based missiles on it, but it's there somewhere.
And that's the way it should remain, there somewhere.
All righty. Colonel, I want to thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon and talking to you again next week, if not sooner. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Colonel Jim Warshak, Hillsborough County GOP. Coming up, you know about the Two Guys Gun Shows and the fact that I'm there a lot. Well, we're going to have Guy Lamacos from Two Guys Gun Shows in the studio. We're going to talk about some things, including what might happen with the gun laws with this new administration. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
All eyes are on Georgia Senate runoffs. With 99% of the precincts reporting, Democrat Raphael Warnock has been projected the winner in one of Georgia's two Senate runoff elections, defeating incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler. If the numbers hold up, Warnock will become the first Black American elected to represent Georgia in the Senate. In the other race, Democratic candidate John Ossoff is leading GOP Senator Perdue by a very thin margin and too close to call. The results should be completed by this afternoon. In the final step in certifying the next president of the United States, the Electoral College vote count in Congress today is expected to be much longer and more contentious of an event. Under federal law, January 6 is the date. Electoral College votes determining the next president are counted in a joint session of Congress beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern. The process is presided over by President of the Senate. In this case, it's Vice President Mike Pence. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You know, sometimes you get hurt, you don't really know who to call or why. Maybe you've had a car accident, whatever, slip and fall, maybe you've been hurt in the job. Whatever the situation might happen to be. Well, I got a number you can call in the middle of the night, and I'm going to let Farron Farrow tell you all about themselves, and then I'll give you the phone number. The injury law experts at Farron Farrow measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Farron Farrow has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrow won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Farron Farrow will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarronFarrow.com. And their phone number 24/7 is 877-245-6707. Once again, 877-245-6707. If you have any questions or wonder if you have a case or not, guess what? Call them right now. They'll tell you. 877-245-6707. FarrahandFarrah.com. You spell it F-A-R-A-H, FarrahandFarrah.com. All right. And joining me right now in studio, I've got Guy LaMacros, who happens to be the owner of the Two Guys Gun Show, traveling gun show that you see going around. And good morning, Mr. Guy.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in, and this is going to be a very interesting segment here because a lot of people have questions about concealed carry permits. How do they do it? Are the gun laws are changing? What's going to happen next? And nobody really knows, so you're the guy that knows, and I just want to point out with something. We know all about what the Democratic plan is for guns. It's gun control. It's gun bans. It's a ban on private firearm transfers. It's magazine capacity. Capacity limits and potentially even a firearms confiscation initiative. Now, the gun lobby is a huge, huge lobby. We're not just talking about the NRA. We're talking about the USCCA. We're talking about all kinds of different gun organizations and whatnot. And there's millions of people, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and the best part about it is when you have a gun show, you see a cross-reference section of just about anybody and everybody, right?
Totally.
So who lately has been coming to a gun show to buy a gun or to look at one? Is there any certain age group or anything?
Well, outside of the most obvious, it's become a situation where the average gun buyer was pretty much your middle-aged man. Then you see some younger guys and the older guys doing the collections and things like that. But over the past couple of years, and this past year in particular, I would say women have turned into a solid 50% of the purchases or the final decision maker. And the thing that surprised me the most is the new gun buyers. People that have never, ever, their entire lives, they've gotten into their 40s, 50s, and 60s, several into the 70s and 80s that I've dealt with personally, that have told me that we would never, ever buy a gun, but. And that big but is what's driving us right through the roof on demand.
Well, something else that's also kind of hard to find these days.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
I mean, I never thought I would walk into a gun show and not see a shotgun, but lately it's like, where are they?
Well, it's like that on a lot of things. Over the past year, you would think that collections never existed or don't exist anymore, but that's good to say right now that the collections are starting to pick up a little steam again. But this year, carry handguns and short-barrel self-defense shotguns and ARs and AKs have pretty much gone hysterical. People are buying self-defense and, I don't want to say assault rifles, but semi-auto rifles, shotguns, and concealed guns pretty much dominate everything.
Now, you said there's some new folks buying, and women are a lot of them and all that stuff, and I know a lot of women that have taken the time to get their concealed carry permit. So let's talk about that for a minute. What's the process?
Basically, if you wanted to get your concealed weapons permit in Florida, first of all, you do not have to be a Florida resident in order to get a carry permit in Florida. There's many, many people that are out of state. The citizens from out of state that do have Florida carry permits. But first and foremost, you have to take an NRA certified class. Once you have that class taken, you can then make your application to the state of Florida. They do a complete background check and go through the process. It's used to be about 2 or 3 weeks, but now with the pandemic and such, the processing is, I'd say, a month to 2 months as a general rule right now.
Mm-hmm. And don't they have something called a conditional purchase where they allow you to get the weapon while they wait to see if there's something in there? Something, I've heard that term mentioned somewhere.
No, things have changed since over the past couple of years. In the state of Florida, it used to be that if you had a what we would call a conditional approval, they've eliminated the conditional approval when you're purchasing a firearm. What has happened was in the past, the way the state law was written, if you couldn't get approved with your background check, within 3 days, they would allow you to take the gun while they continue to do their records checking. Usually when you got a conditional is when the state looked up your record on their computer, there was something there that they couldn't clarify, and they would give you a conditional approval to take it home, but they've eliminated that.
Now, I've had some people ask me, it's not just the state. Don't they do what's called an NCIC check, too?
I believe that's one of the mm-hmm. that's a part of the system.
No.
But in Florida, the Florida Department of Law Enforcement runs all the background checks rather than just using the national system.
And that still hasn't stopped the Saturday night specials, they used to call them. I remember when we were in the city, when I was in the fire department, these guys would come up to you, hey, man, you're looking for a gun? And they'd pull something out of their coat pocket or something like that, not realizing who they were talking to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, yeah, there always has and always will be, your inexpensive guns that end up more frequently in unpleasant places.
Now, what does it cost on average to buy a gun, and what sort of gun would a person, a first-time buyer, want?
Well, that has changed quite a bit. Most of us in the business normally recommend a revolver as your first gun, but nowadays with the proliferation of semi-autos and, shall I say, people don't go by the old rules anymore. As it is right now, I would say 9 out of 10 of my customers right now, whether they be seasoned shooters or new, they come in and all they want is a 9mm. Used to be many people would buy a 38 as the first gun, but right now everyone's looking for 9mm semi-autos.
Gee, I would have thought a whole bunch of them might have been looking for a 45 caliber M1A1.
Well, that's what I like. But right now, pretty much, those that don't know much about guns or new to guns, or and there's a lot of them. I mean, I think this year alone we've had over 7 million new gun buyers that have never purchased a gun before. Stepped up to the plate this year, and it's made a dynamic change in the business.
And I'm talking to a guy, Lamacos. Now, his website is twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, to find out more about them. And we just did a gun show down in Sarasota last weekend. This weekend you'll be up in Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday, and I'll be there Saturday.
Yep, we're looking forward to it. Normally this time of year is our busiest time. The gun shows are our busiest usually between Thanksgiving and Easter for us. This year has been easily the most crazy year we've ever seen in our history. We've been doing shows for about 18 years now, and right now is the busiest I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like it in my 30 years in the gun business.
Yeah.
People are, they're coming out of the woodwork. They're buying everything that's not nailed down.
I agree. I just, it never ceases to amaze me when you see the people coming in and what they're going out with. There was one person that walked out of there the other day, and I was watching him because he was very serious, and he had a couple of girls with him. Matter of fact, I think he had his daughters with him, his wife and himself. They bought two shotguns and a pistol.
Yeah. Well, people are afraid. Make no mistake about it. People are afraid of many things. And number one, they look at what's happening politically, and they're worried that their rights are going to be stripped away and they're not going to be able to buy them a year from now.
Now we don't have the problem here they do in New York. For example, an article in the New York Post the other day was going to tell you about this. The New York City Police Department License Division appears to have simply let the new firearm permit applications drop. They've got hundreds of them that have been sitting for months, not a month, months, and they're not touching them.
Well, that's happened in the past. I mean, we've heard about that a number of times. But you can pretty much, if you're a gun owner and you think about certain states that are problematic to us and don't like us, you can pretty much draw a conclusion and be correct as to what states either slow down on their processing or just put them to the side for a while.
And Christine in Sarasota is saying she's applied for her permit, and they still haven't sent hers. It's taking a long time. Plus, it's very difficult to get them on the phone. That is true. It is difficult.
That is totally true.
All right, and thank you, Christine. And Guy, hang on, and folks will be right back. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us at 877-969-8600. Guy will give you an answer for your gun-related questions, including the permit. We're going to talk about the concealed carry class that he offers as well. That's 877-969-8600. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call. It proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day.
Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia. She used to be up in New York City. She was on Fox News for a while. That's how I met her on September 11th at the World Trade Center. And she was the first female traffic copter reporter on the Howard Stern Show back years ago. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. They are Ray Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And don't forget that unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Again, their phone number, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You might wind up getting a trip to the back room and getting some of that free pastry stuff they got. All right, I'm back with Guy Lamacos from Two Guys Shows, and the website is Two Guys Shows. And thanks for coming in, Guy.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the process when it comes to how you go about going to get your training, to get your concealed permit. You offer a course, right?
Yes, we do. I normally, at all my shows, have the carry permit there. This weekend, I'm just trying to firm up, get my instructor up there. I should know in the next couple of days. But I also do a class on most Wednesday nights in Largo. It's about a three-hour class, and it goes over basically, this is a gun. We discuss ammunition. We go over safety at length, how to use the gun, and the different types of firearms that are available, and the advantages and disadvantages.
Now, where's that at?
I do that at the Minreg Hall in Largo, where we also do our Largo gun show.
And that's 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. Minreg is like Minnesota, R-E-G, Minreg Hall, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, very good. And by the way, your upcoming gun shows, this weekend you'll be in Brooksville at the gun show there, Hernando County Fairgrounds, 6346 Broad Street, which is right there south of Hernando, just about where the airport is. And then I guess the next one after that is February the 13th and 14th in Sarasota. Is that right?
It is.
Okay. You'll be back down there at Robots Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. And then Largo, you'll be there February 20th and 21st at the Midreg Hall, Saturday and Sunday. And then you'll be down in Port Charlotte March the 20th and 21st down there at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds. Gee, I wonder if they'll be playing baseball.
Yeah. Actually, the location we have is right across the street from where the Rays have their spring training down there in Port Charlotte.
That's right.
And what happens is they finish their last spring training game just before we start our gun show. In fact, we share the parking lot for just a little while. As they clear out, we move in.
Now, when you get a permit, when you get a concealed carry permit, we've got a circumstance going on in Washington, D.C., and that's kind of a slippery slope, Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. A congresswoman who was elected from Colorado who has a permit to carry has been told by the D.C. Police Department, she said, well, I'm going to carry my weapon because I'm a little girl, and I'm a small girl, and I need to protect myself because Washington's a tough place and all that. Well, the police chief had a conversation and said, well, you can't carry a firearm in D.C. You have to have a D.C. permit to do that. Are there a lot of places that do that?
Yeah. Basically, the system we have here in Florida, we recognize 35 other states' carry permits, and there's a reciprocity. The way the state of Florida does it is if another state will recognize our concealed weapons permit, we'll recognize theirs. However, there's a roadblock there in certain states. And pretty much the states and the locales where you think are least gun-friendly tend to be the ones that will recognize no one and their ability to carry a gun in their jurisdiction.
Now, we have a question here from Eric in Seminole, and Eric wants to know where all the bulk 5.56 and 223 ammo is, other than online.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is absolutely the craziest situation I've ever seen in my entire life. I would just like to let her know that there is ammunition in the supply chain, but it's not there long. Our situation right now is, if we could, each every dealer could get 100 cases of 5.56 ammunition right now, we could probably sell it in about 2 hours. The situation is, the factories are running at full capacity. They're running multiple shifts. They're putting out probably 30 to 40% more ammunition than they normally are able to. They're really pumping it out. But the demand is absolutely so high that they are physically not going to be able to catch up, and I couldn't even imagine, I wouldn't even guess as to when they'll approach being able to satisfy the demand. It's insane.
Now, at your shows, I've seen a lot of modern and up-to-date guns. I've also seen tactical equipment. I've seen private collections where people are being represented by a dealer that's selling a weapon that they have, this, that, and the other, and all that. But I've also seen things like bows and arrows. A few times there's been people with fishing supplies, military surplus. I saw a guy there with pup tents and ponchos, and believe it or not, I think he had helmets that day, too, that I saw him. But a lot of different things you have there that aren't necessarily what you might think you'd find at a gun show.
Sure. Basically, I look at the gun show as not only is it my business and self-defense is really my passion, but I look at a gun show as a place where people can go and find associated items. I try to avoid turning into a Beanie Baby show because you'll see that. What I like to do at my shows, I like to have guns, ammo, accessories, and related items. I think military surplus and other types of hunting implements, bows and arrows, knives.
Sure.
I think all that ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the people that I know that have guns, they're hunters, they want camouflage, they buy helmets, they buy all kinds of associated items. So I try to make sure there's something there for everybody.
And then you also have knives. There's several knife deals that are there, and some of the knives are very elaborate. I mean, they are really good, high-quality knives.
Yeah, you go to one of our shows, you can buy everything from a $3 pocket knife to a $3,000 pocket knife.
Mm. Okay, well, I got time for one more little question here, and caller, we'll get to you in a minute. I'm going to just ask you one more little thing here about your shows, your gun shows. They're always on a Saturday and Sunday, right?
Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 5. On Saturday and 9 till 3 on Sunday.
And the next one coming up is at Brooksville at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, which is just right there by the airport just south of Brooksville. So come on out there. I'll be there Saturday, 9 a.m. until usually about 2 o'clock. Sometimes I'd stay a little bit longer. It all depends on the crowd and how many people are letting me know that, hey, I'm on the way. Are you still there? So it is what it is. But so Brooksville, and then stop by and check them out. Take a look at the stuff that you have there, and you never know, right?
Yeah.
Never know. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. And, folks, I'm going to go right to the telephone line here now because this caller's been very patient. I think I've got Todd in Tampa. So 60 seconds with Todd. Well, go ahead, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump won in a landslide. If you couldn't see what was going to happen in Georgia tonight, you didn't see the election on November 3rd, okay, because you got a governor. When the head is corrupt, it's corrupt from all the way down. Governor Kemp is owned by China. He's a disgrace to himself. I don't even want to know Georgia. I don't even want to even think about it. Georgia has disgraced itself. You can't even have the Masters anymore because of the corruption with Kemp in Georgia. Hey, Pence, let me tell you something. If you were Donald Trump, okay, and you flew around the country and you won in a landslide, I'd be out there busting my hump for you. Okay, so you either send it to the state, or you have one vote, one in the House, or you do what's constitutionally right, because if that was you, you won in a landslide also, okay? Donald Trump won this election fair and square. I want those six states being an audit, an authentic audit on all those ballots, and you send it back to the state. If the states, which are fought off by China, then you go to the House and you do whatever constitutionally, morally, and ethically that you won the election, like Donald Trump did. Keep fighting. Let's go. Peace.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate that. Okay, and that's Todd in Tampa. Well, you know, folks, today, January the 6th, we might as well call this Patriots Day with what's going to be going on. This could be the rival to a new national holiday, July 4th. We've got several hundred thousand people going to be in Washington, D.C. today, obviously to rally for the president. Have no idea how that's going to work out. I don't even want to take a guess at it. But if I were you and I had an opportunity to watch television, I'd turn it on C-SPAN, no commercials, and I would watch everything that transpires today in the joint session of Congress, because sometime around, I'm going to guess 11 o'clock in the morning, sometime around then, you are going to hear all sorts of procedures tossed back and forth, and you will find out what America is all about in terms of the Congress of the United States. So, the music means I gotta go. The music means it's been another day, Wednesday morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow, of course, Thursday morning, it'll be another great day. But make sure you tell a friend about the program. Make sure you tell a friend about the two guys' shows, two guys' gun shows. And I'll see you tonight.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, SuperTeaTea.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.